make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends. If the fates allow, until then we'll have to muddle through some of her. So have yourself
That's a Topsy Chapman with Lars Edgren and his Santa Claus Revelers doing their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The New Orleans Christmas is what I decided to play for you because Addy is not from the basement. He's not from his apartment. He's not from anywhere. He wasn't around because he's taking himself a break so that he can be here next week doing his radio program, which he will do. He will do. I make that as an unguaranteed assumption. Not a promise. Speaking of promises, I promise you a couple things. One is today is December 19th of 2025. Two, my name is Paul. And three, this is a show called Viva La Mach.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the pain you got. Never seen the likes of me. Why I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girls.
He promised me that he'd be back by the time it was revealing. The sun behind the cloud just cast a crawling shadow over the fields of clover. And time is running out for me. I wish that he would hurry down from Dover. He's been gone so long. When he left, the snow was deep on the ground. And I have seen spring and summer pass, and now the leaves are turning brown. At any time, a tiny face will show itself as waiting. It's almost over. A name to give it if he doesn't hurry down from Dover. My folks weren't understanding when they found out they sent me from the home place. My daddy said if folks found out he'd be ashamed to ever show his face. My mama said I was a fool, and she did not believe it when I told her that everything would be alright, 'cause soon he would be coming down from Dover. I loved him more than anything, and I could not refuse him when he needed me. He was the only one I'd loved, and I just can't believe that he was using me. He couldn't leave me here like this. I know it can't be so. It can't be over. He wouldn't make me go through this alone, or he'll be coming down from Dover. Body aches, the time is near, it's lonely in this place where I'm lying. Our baby has been born, but something's wrong, it's much too still, I hear no crying. I guess in some strange way she knew she'd never have a father's arms to hold her. Her way of telling me he wasn't coming down from Dover. From Dover. From Dover.
On our way from Stockholm.
From 1986, when that originally came out, Lovin' Rockets, wrapping up that set of music with a Kundalini Express. Trying to figure out why my music's not playing in the background. I don't know. We have a new CD player here, and I'm trying to make it work, but it's not. So we'll figure it out later. So I'll just have some dryness in the background. There it is. Goodness. That's what happens when they switch up technology on me. I can't figure it out. As I mentioned, Lovin' Rockets, Kundalini Express, played that one for Emily, who said, "Hey, Moxter, I'm not going to listen to your show tonight because I'm going to go out and I'm going to see a band called can't even say their name right. Cunning Linguistics. That was the name. Cunning Linguistics, I believe. So when I heard her say that, I was like, oh, okay. I'll play you Lovin' Rockets, Kundalini Express. Because they're not connected in any way. Matt Pond, PA, before that, from his Winter Songs EP, came out 20 years ago, believe it or not. 2005 is when that originally came out. Matt Pond doing Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road, which a lot of people now associate with like Christmassy, because holidays in it. And it's from a vacation movie, but it's from the first vacation movie, which had nothing to do with Christmas, but... oh, look at me. I'm a sucker. I played it anyway. Low, speaking of Christmas, from their Christmas album from 1999, Low gave us Just Like Christmas. Played some John Langford along with Sally Timms. We know them both from the Mekons. It was from a solo release that Sally Timms put out called Songs of False Hope and High Values, Down from Dover. A song that can be found on... an early Dolly Parton album, actually. Yeah, 1970 is when Dolly released The Fairest of Them All with that song. She wrote it. It's a great song, and I felt that the mood fit to play it. Sally and John Langford. Then I started the entire set. The entire set started off with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you every Friday evening. We start around 9 p.m. and we take it all the way to 1 a.m. I'll tell you some fun things that are going to happen throughout the duration of this program. I know you're like, what? What's happening? The show tonight. So this is being that it's December 19th. This is my last show before Christmas. So I'm going to play a lot of Christmas songs. Why not? Christmas themed. Let's call it that way. Some Christmas adjacent songs for the first 2 hours. Not entirely. I'm not going all in. I'm not diving in the deep end. I'm kind of wading waist deep up to that part where those buoys go across the middle of the pool where you can still stand, but you're not quite getting in the deep end. That's where I am with the Christmas songs, which means I'll play a bunch of other stuff, too. But I'm going to do that only during the first 2 hours of this program. We're going to chop this program into two-hour programs. The second 2 hours, I'll tell you about when we get to it. That means you have to wait until 11 o'clock to find out what I'm going to do from 11 to 1. That's how it works. If you got a suggestion for a song in the meantime, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or call me up, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728 is the request line.
So I can see your eyes. He thinks there's nothing.
Hey, you know what it is about that time? And it's not. It's almost about that time. That time is 18 minutes before the top of the hour? Or that time is the holiday time? It's about that time. Christmas time. The idea wrapping up that set of music. What's it's about that time? Did you not figure out that's the name of the song? Hey, before that, Jayhawks. Jayhawks with if I say it the wrong way, it could be a really creepy title song, which is I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. But I am. I'm gonna make you love me by playing some really good songs, a few crappy songs, and then making it up by playing another good song. You're like, yeah, man, this guy's got it down. Why is he not more famous? And I stop and I'm like, I'm famous enough. I am. Yeah, there's a little, let's call it a pall of fame in my house where I put all my little accolades that I've made and given myself over the years. What more can you ask for? How about some before the Jayhawks? I know, I lost on one on tangent. You're like, what's this guy doing? Before the Jayhawks, the Thrills in that set of music with One Horse Town. Play the Thorns. And then Matthew Sweet was a member of that band, along with some other guys. Thorns doing the speed of the Jayhawks, doing the Jayhawks Blue. And then some Dylan Fence in there. I think they were from Carrboro or let's just say Chapel Hill. Dylan Fence with Christmas from their Christmas EP. And Uncle Green from Atlanta, Georgia with I Don't Want to Know About It from the Book of Bad Thoughts album. Came out back in 1992. I know. I have a Book of Bad Thoughts too, but I keep it hidden. Because I don't want bad thoughts. I want good thoughts. But if you're thinking of bad thoughts, think of this. Kids who witness bullying every day, they want to help. They do. But they don't know how. You know what? There are actually safe and simple ways that your kid can help stop bullying. Here's what you have to do. There's 5 bystander tips. So it's not jump in and start swinging. That's not one of my 5 bystander tips. Teach these. 1. Tell a trusted adult, maybe a family member, maybe a teacher, a coach. 2, help the person who's being bullied get away from the situation. Yeah, you know what the mobster used to do and still does? Inappropriate humor. Yeah, that helps. 3, be a friend to the person being bullied. 4, set a good example and don't bully others. And then 5, don't give the bully an audience. I wish our media people would realize that, because we have got bullies all over the interwebs and the media. And that's why I'm not on the social media, because I would be bullied. Because, you know, I am that kid you picked on in high school. And I have a radio show. I have a forum. I have a soapbox to stand on. And you can't pick on me. I mean, you can. You can call me up and you can text me. You can email me. Well, you can't text me because I'm not giving you my cell phone number. That'd be weird. Anyway, if you go to stopbullying.gov, you can learn more about safe and simple ways that your kid can be more than just a bystander. This message brought to you by your good friends here at the Viva Lamach radio program in WRCT Pittsburgh. You know, that set of music had a whole bunch of what we like to call jangle pop. If you like the jangle pop, I got to tell you, each and every Saturday night at 6 p.m., you can pull up a chair and you have permission to have breakfast for dinner. Is it Cocoa Pops? Is it Honeycombs? Is it Frosted? Oh, I'm sorry, they're not Frosted. They're now Honey Sugar Smacks. If you have something that's got a lot of just sweet goodness, have it for dinner on Saturday night, because DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. What's on the menu? You may ask. How about power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that's going to feed the mind? Again, that's Saturday nights from 6 to 7 right here on 88.3 FM and streaming at WRCT.org. And speaking of the jangle pop, Speaking of the Jangle Pop, I got a random text from a friend of mine this week. And all it said was, and I'm reading it right now because I can't remember these words. I'm reading it right off my phone. So much more attractive inside the moral kiosk. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? Okay, I know what it means. Do you know what it means? So much more attractive inside the moral kiosk. What it really means is I should play some REM on my show is what it means. I'm going back to the debut album Murmur for this one. Some REM for Susan, who's listening via the web. WRCT.org out on the East Coast.
Stretches candles in the twilight. Trying to shout, but instead, idle hands are holding it to hands. That's the magic pillow underhead. So much more attractive inside the moral.
Show you what he can do, like a movie premiere.